My next guest on the Triple E's Education Empowerment Entrepreneur segment, Derek Rowland, Albany Patroons legend and current basketball coach, stops by and talks about the Patroons being back in Albany in the Patroons movie Red Carpet Black Tie event held this Saturday, September 22nd at the Palace Theater at 5:30 p.m. Take it away. Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with the Triple E's segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is my good friend and legendary basketball coach for the Patroons, Derek Rowland.
Thank you. How you doing, Bosch?
Thank you so much, Derek.
Great to be here.
Hey, glad to have you here. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to swing by and share the phenomenal resurgence of the Albany Patroons. I can remember back in the days sneaking in the Armory to see you and Michael Ray Richardson and all the boys do what you do.
The good old days.
Yeah, the good old days, right? We're dating ourselves.
A lot of great memories back then.
Right.
And I don't think we could ever get it back to that level, but we're trying to bring some of that magic back.
One step at a time, one day at a time. Right. I think we couldn't have a better person at the helm.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
thank
you. So I'm going to dig right in. Your nickname around town is Mr. Patroon. Where did this come from?
Well, Mr. Patroon, I guess it came from being here and being in the community and being involved. I really started from step one here as a player. I was a practice player when I first started here, so I had to work my way up through the ranks. And while during that time, I had to do things in the community, going to the schools, going to the hospitals, just working with kids from all walks of life. And the name kind of stuck with Mr. Patroon because I was anything that the Patroons needed, I was here to do. Whether
How about
it was the TV, the public service stuff, the appearances, I was just there because I just wanted to make it. And it turned out to be a great thing for me.
So what makes the Albany Patroons such a special franchise? I know. Well, and I want my listeners to know.
Well, the Albany Patroons go way back, you know. I think the first season was in 1981. Dean Meminger was the first coach, and Phil Jackson took over shortly after. Well, the Patroons is an historical franchise. You know, we've probably had 50 players go up to the NBA, a lot of recognizable names. We've had 10 coaches of the year. It's been a great platform for a lot of players, and we set the barometer back in the day. We were the team every other franchise tried to model itself after, and you know we were historical, and that kind of stuff goes a long way today.
And when you think of the coaches that came through here that went on to win championships, I mean, Phil Jackson, how need we say anymore?
Rick Carlisle. Scotty Brooks.
Yes.
Sidney Lowe. And all these guys
Legendary
coaches in the league. And Rick Carlisle, Coach of the Year. Scotty Brooks, I think, Coach of the Year. Mm-hmm. Phil Jackson. You know, so, you know, Albany's just a historical franchise. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have moved on to do really big things from here.
Great. So you have either played for or played with multiple NBA players and coaches. Have you ever considered taking that leap?
Well,
because I'm telling you, got the pedigree.
Yeah, I feel like it. I got a lot of positive connections there. You know, I played with a lot of the guys that are coaching now, and throughout my years, there's a lot of guys in the NBA. I thought about scouting. I thought about doing a lot of different things, being an assistant coach in the beginning, you know, but what kind of kept me here was, as you know, I have 5 children.
Yes, and a great dad.
And
one attorney, folks.
Yes, well, yes. Morgan, yes, she's a graduate of Albany Law, but, you know, and doing, you know, there, three of them just graduated from college this year.
Right, I understand that. 5 children, all of which receive full college basketball scholarships. You got to talk a little bit about that.
that was what we did, man. You know, growing up, you know, for me, you know, just learning how to play and being a player, you know, I was very much into my career when my kids were younger. And I just taught them how to play. And I knew that, you know, they have 5 kids and they were like kind of a year or 2 apart.
Yeah. Remember, we were neighbors.
That's
on
right.
First
that's
Street.
Right. Yeah. Back in the day. Yep. That's right.
The field trip for your kids was the library and the basketball court.
That's what you could, you know, because it didn't cost nothing to go to the library. We needed to work on the basketball court.
Right.
But, you know, that was something I took a lot of pride in, and I was very fortunate to have basketball pay for all of their college education. And that's what the purpose was. My two daughters just graduated last year. They went over to Portugal to play professionally.
Wow.
But they, you know, they went there. They did it for a few months. They didn't like it, so they home now, and they all are.
But at least they got to travel, see the world.
See the world.
That's what it's about.
Doing very well, and that's what it is, you know. But during the time when they were in college and high school, for me to go and leave the area, that wasn't what I was interested in doing. I just wanted to see the kids through.
And it paid off.
And it big time. Look, you know, if you add up.
Look at the fruits of your labor.
Right, right. You know? And that's what I understood.
Right, you know? And that's the way I feel with my kids. So when I get old, all right, I don't have no excuses. I want them there to help the old man and put his teeth in and out.
That's right. Don't treat me too bad.
Yeah, keep my gaiters on with the band line socks.
You know, and I have a great relationship with my children. So, you know, so the NBA was not something that was my goal as a coach, you know, because of my family. You know, but I do have aspirations of moving up. I think I have a lot to offer in many ways to the game of basketball and to a franchise. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. So the Washington Avenue Armory has been home to the Patroons. Tell us a little bit about that venue.
Oh, well, it's the historical Washington Avenue.
Boy, is it.
That's where it all took place.
That's
you
it.
Know, I remember back in the championship days, you couldn't get in, you know, an hour before the game was lying around the block. ESPN was following us. You know, we were on winning streaks.
It Bill, was just a, what was it?
Bill Musselman.
Musselman. And then the famous, he's still on ESPN, Bill Lee, or what is it? The famous reporter, he was here.
Yeah, he was here.
Bob Lee.
Right.
You guys kind of started right around the time ESPN.
ESPN.
So you both grew, you know?
I remember that, and I still have some of those games that ESPN televised, you know? And we had three NBA first-round picks on a minor league team, CBA team, and that's a very rare thing. If you get picked in the NBA the first round, you're rich, and you probably will never see this level in a lot of cases. But back then, it was few rosters. It was only 23 rosters in the NBA, 23 teams, and a ton of players. So the CBA was loaded.
I remember going to the Armory, sitting courtside, and seeing Michael Ray Richardson up close and personal. Man, you guys,
you're gonna get a chance to see him. He'll be here next month to the. We're having a. I hope I'm not jumping the gun here a little bit, but we have.
We'll get to that.
A premiere movie coming up on the. It's a documentary on the Patroon and all the successful years that they had. It's going to be a big time.
Okay, I'm going to come back to that. So, you lost the finals last season. Wow, what a great inaugural comeback season! But you lost in the finals last season. What's your plan to bring home the chip to Albany this year?
You know, I got to still trying to get over that one. You know, I thought we were good enough to win it. You know, Yakima was a great team, and they beat us. You know, they beat
us. Was it a 5-game or 7-game?
No, it was just a 2 out of 3.
Two out of three.
They beat
us
twice. And, you know, we fought. It was a long season for us. You know, we had a few bumps along the road just making the organization work, you know, support. You know, we were winning games, and we were at the top of the league the whole season. But, you know, we need more support. You know, we need things to happen a little bit easier.
Right.
Easier to, you know, to make my job easier, and it makes it better for the players. So, but it was a growing
learning process.
But we did get to the finals. I like to win it all. But, you know, it was a very positive and successful season, and we look to pick up where we left off at.
So what changes can we expect to see this upcoming season?
Well, I'm obviously going to have some new talent here. You know, I always like to go find some guys that can really dunk the ball and that are crowd pleasers and the three-point shooters. So we're searching.
How does that work, by the way?
Well, the league does combines all over the country in every city. There, matter of fact, we're doing one in Albany on the 22nd of September, the same day the movie comes out. And what it is you go to these different cities, Vegas, New York, Chicago, Detroit, Rochester, you know, all over the country, and he holds combines, and it's probably an average of 50 to 60 guys are there, and we pick the top 10 out of each city, and we place them in training camps, and that's the way it helps the coaches pick talent. But I've been in this quite a while, and I kind of know who I want. Like Big DeAndre, like he is a big guy. These guys have played for me in the past. Jamario Moon.
And you have a relationship with
them. Yeah, I have a relationship with them, and you know, you get them to come and play. So But, you know, you still got to get better every year. These teams are going to be tough.
So now let's go back. There's a Patroon movie being premiered at the Palace Theater. I looked at it a little bit on Facebook. I saw you with the jumper.
Yeah, with the short shorts.
Definitely throwback stuff.
My kids kill me about that all the time, man. Them shorts are way too short. But you know, that was the thing. We wore them. If you see Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, you'll see theirs were the same length.
Same, yep. Dennis Johnson, all the whole NBA was like that. But tell us a little bit about it, and I think it's great because you are reviving what I call is like an institution, the Patroons, you know?
And
I got to give a shout out to Jim Coyne.
Right. Oh, yeah. Jim was instrumental in a lot of different
things. He was the grandfather of all this. He had a vision.
Yeah, he had a vision, and his vision definitely made a difference in my life. You know, for me, I've been, like they said, part of the Patroons organization for a lot of years, and my kids grew up on it. I grew up on it with that mentality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's my biggest thing about the Patroons, you know, because there's so many lessons in life through sports, and kids are attracted to sports, and that's a great way. Me and my kids always got something to talk about because we have a sports connection.
So who was the brainchild behind this movie? How did it originate? Where did it come from? Because I was shocked when I saw this. Not that I didn't want it or didn't expect it, but I'm like, wow.
Well, Brendan Casey, Upside Collections. They do a lot of different things. They've been a great partner to the Albany Patroons, and about 3 or 4 years ago, they decided to do a documentary/film on the history and the success of the Albany Patroons. And he's worked on this it's been a 4-year project at least. We got Michael Ray coming back, Tony Campbell, Ralph McPherson, George Karl, the players, the coaches,
And H. Bosch Jr., legendary radio personality,
WOOC. We'll be in the house.
That's right. We'll be in the house.
Looking good.
Looking good.
It's a black tie affair.
Oh, man.
And it's going to be an after party, so it's going to be a great event. And a lot of the fans and people that experienced the Patroons heyday will get a chance to see some of those guys. You know, they're a lot older and a lot, you know, slower now.
Yeah.
But
crossover ain't what it used to be.
No, especially mine. So that's a great thing. And that's going to be a very interesting film. And I encourage everybody to come out and see it. Okay. And hopefully it could help jumpstart what we're trying to do here.
Well, you know, I'm on board. So before I close out, you mentioned during interviews the Patroons need more community support. What do you mean by this, and how can the community help, as well as, you know, what I'm doing? That's why I'm bringing awareness and exposure.
And this is definitely, for me, you know, to be 100% honest with you, I've played thousands of basketball games. I've coached a lot of games. I've been to games. You know, basketball is a sport.
Yes, it
is. And I keep it in perspective. What basketball does for me, it gives me a platform to help others.
Right, and you're doing a great job with it. And that's why I got you behind the mic today.
Right, and they always say, if you can help others, you'll be okay. And that's been the truth in my life, you know. And the Albany Patroons has always been in the community, at the schools, at the hospitals, at the correction facilities. Mm-hmm. You know, any place we can be to put a smile on a face. I've kind of been the forefront of that for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I have what they call the hoop school. You know, I teach kids basketball. I teach them motivational skills. You know, you have to get the interest and get the young people motivated. Mm-hmm. There's no limit on what they can do, you know, but it has to come out. So the Patroons are that's what the Patroons are for me. I'm going to win some games. I'm going to lose some games.
But it's the lesson along the way.
It's the lesson along the way, mm-hmm. and it's what I got and what my children got. My children, like I said, were fortunate to go to, and if we can get some of the other parents to understand and help them use sport to help raise their kids and make life better, then it's 100% for us. So,
well, hey, my friend, all right, and we go back. You know that. Our friendship goes back as long as train smoke.
I just want to add one thing, though. Mm-hmm. We need the support.
Okay.
Because
attendance
was down. Okay. Attendance was down. You know, and everybody came, had a great time. You know, but as you know, we try to get the best players. We got to house them. We got travel. Okay. There's a lot of expenses it takes to run a team. But the benefits are tremendous. So
I'm on board. We're going to do whatever we can to bring awareness and exposure to bringing back this phenomenal team under the leadership of my good friend, Derek Rowland, who still got the crossover and the killer jump shot.
That jumper the last thing to go, man, so I can still shoot it.
I hear you, man. Thank you so much, brother, for taking time out your busy schedule and blessing us with the interview. And we look forward to big, big things in the future.
Big things. Yeah. And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome. All right. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.
That was H. Bosch Jr. speaking with Derek Rowland of the Albany Patroons.
That concludes our show. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Magazine. I'm your host, H. Bosch Jr.
And I'm Olivia Stalvey. Remember to tune back in tomorrow and every weekday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news. You can also get that dose through our Hudson Mohawk Magazine podcast and Facebook page. Also, be sure to tune in 7 to 10 weeknights for Jazz Sanctuary, a wonderful celebration of all that is creative, dedicated to supporting jazz in the Hudson Mohawk region.